Grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
And we live in exciting times and dangerous times. I don't know if you noticed what happened this morning, but the dollar was down, the price of gold was up, the stock market was down 60 points. And why? Well, apparently over in Cyprus, the banks have been making a lot of bad investments. So rather than punish the banks for making bad investments, why the government simply allowed them to seize 10% of the money that people had deposited in the bank. If you had over 100,000 pounds in the bank, if you had less than 100,000 pounds, they took about 6% of your of what you had deposited in the bank. As a result, people all over Europe, especially in the southern Mediterranean countries, Spain, Italy, Portugal, and Greece, are frantically pulling their money out of the bank for fear that their money will simply be confiscated, because the banks are all making bad loans. Certainly, if a bank makes a bad loan, it should be punished for it. But we don't do that here in America. Our banks are too large to fail. So we'll just punish the people. We'll have the government make money out of nothing, as they are now buying up $85 billion of bonds, both mortgage bonds to bail out the banks and treasury bonds. Because if the banks were buying the treasury debt, why, there wouldn't be any money. The Treasury wouldn't have any money to send out your Social Security checks. We live in uncertain times. And, of course, with us this morning is our good friend Al Duncan, who's written the most fascinating book. It's called The Master Plan. Now, the book was written actually before Y2K, and so Al has rewritten the book to bring it up to date with the issues that face us today, which are far worse than they were 13 years ago. I actually wrote the foreword to the book before, and Al was good enough to leave my preface or foreword to the book this time. But it's a story, it's a fiction story, but it certainly gives you the background of exactly what is going on in the world today. Al Duncan, thank you so very much for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan, and thank you so very much for having me as a guest.
Why don't you go ahead and talk about your book and why this is so vitally important for people to read today?
Well, Dr. Stan, as you know, I initially wrote the book because I believed that the average individual just would not read an academic account of the New World Order and the takeover from these banksters, and that's exactly what the New World Order is. So I wrote an exciting adventure story, and I also covered everything or every facet of it that you could probably possibly think of. I'll tell you, Dr. Stan, the United Nations, Agenda 21, population control, the wars, false flags, education. I try my best to cover everything. You know, most people have a they're experts in certain facets or certain areas of the New World Order. And so I tried to gather it all together and combine it so that a person can get a good, solid understanding of what's going on. And then, as you said, I revised it to bring it up to date. And I do mean up to date. I cover everything from the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, which, as you know, is our current president signed, what was it, December the 31st, 2011. Was it 11? It brought us into 2012. So I cover that. I cover, as I say, false flags. You name it, I try to cover it.
Al, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. You were talking about Cyprus, and I was thinking of Iceland. You know, they did the same thing to Iceland, and they literally arrested the bankers, kicked them out of the country, put a lot of them in prison, and now their economy is flourishing. In fact, it is the best in the EU. So, you know, it's amazing too, Dr. Stan, but Thomas Jefferson says that the amount of tyranny that we'll live under is the exact amount of tyranny that we accept. And it seems like if Iceland must have read Thomas Jefferson, because they kicked the bankers out and said, we refuse to live under this tyranny. You had mentioned also that Bernanke, $85 billion a month. This is, I mean, Forbes, Bloomberg, they tell us that he intends to do this until unemployment is dropped to 6.75. So they're going to take our money and give it to their banker buddies. And how long are we going to stand for this? Who knows?
Well, I think it's fascinating. You know, they keep telling us, oh, it's really working. You know, why the unemployment level is down. Well, the reason the unemployment level is down is because so many people are unemployed. They've given up looking for work. And after you've been unemployed for 6 months and you don't have a job, they just take you off the rolls. It's the old adage that figures don't lie, but liars figure. And, of course, if you're a really good liar, why, you get a good job working for the government at a fabulous salary to deceive the public. And that's what's really going on today, ladies and gentlemen. You're being lied to. There are more people unemployed. And the more people unemployed, but the employment rate goes down. Why is that? Because they make up the statistics, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go to the U6 unemployment figures, why, you'll find out, of course, if you use even the government's own figures for U6 unemployment, if you take into account the number of people unemployed, the people who are underemployed, or the people who've given up looking for work, you're well over 14%. If you look at the figures honestly, as John Williams does, check the internet, John Williams unemployment statistics, U6, you'll find it's about 22%. Of unemployed, underemployed, or certainly given up looking for work. But, of course, you'll never get that reading the controlled media. Well, this book, The Master Plan, is a fascinating adventure story that just draws you into it. It's hard to put down when you start reading it. And basically, Al, I think you've done a wonderful job of bringing out the crisis that we face today. Because basically, ladies and gentlemen, the America we knew, it does no longer exist. And the nation that's coming and is upon us today is indeed frightening. In fact, I couldn't help but notice. I don't know how many of you saw this. Well, we're out. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Al Duncan. We're talking about his book, The Master Plan, which really tells you what's going on behind the scenes. Most people are really, certainly are, depending upon the local newspaper, depending upon the local television and radio station, unless you're listening to a station like this, you're not going to get the truth. You're not going to know what's really going on behind the scenes. And Al has done a wonderful job of putting together an understanding of all of the events that are working today to undermine the fabric of our society. And, of course, as you know, why the government certainly is buying up tanks to use locally in America. Why would the Department of Homeland Security want 2,700 armored personnel carriers to use against the people in America? Why would they buy 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition? Why would they buy up 7,700 assault weapons? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're buying assault weapons, because that's what they call any semi-automatic weapon, but that's what they want to take away from us, but they want 7,700. And then they're buying submachine guns. Why do you think the Department of Homeland Security is doing that? Why, very simply, ladies and gentlemen, because we're moving towards a dictatorship in America. And certainly the average American doesn't want to admit it, because that would mean that they should be involved in the process. The last election was rigged. There were tens of thousands of irregularities in the voting, and not hardly any mention of it at all in the media. Immediately after the last election, they brought up the General Petraeus scandal as a diversion. Al, certainly tell us some of the things that people will learn as they read your book.
Well, I was thinking there was another, you're right, Dr. Stan. Again, back to the NDAA, which I do cover in my book, violates, at least five of our rights, the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and the 14th amendments. You look at the, not only have they purchased a 1.6, and really, Dr. Stan, it's up to 2 billion bullets now. That's approximately one bullet per person, American. Unbelievable. 2,700 tanks. And then recently they got about 30,000 drones that will be on the streets of America. So, you stop and think. And then on the other hand, they want to confiscate our guns. This is our only means of protection. So you look at the whole picture, and you say something's not right here. Well, you start connecting the dots, and then it starts to clear, be more clarified to you. I was thinking, too, I do cover in my book, Dr. Stan, the United Nations. Now, most people might not be aware of this, but it was in 1945, October the 24th, 1945, that we joined the United Nations. Every country in the world today, with the exception of the Vatican, there's two others that have applied for, so they will be accepted. But every nation in the world today is a part of the United Nations. And if you read the United Nations Charter, you will see that we have now released or given over our sovereignty unto this other entity. Our president, as you well know, chaired the Security Council of the United Nations. This is totally unconstitutional, and yet We're living in a country that claims to be a republic and claims to be under the law of the Constitution, but in actuality, we're under UN law. You look at the World Health Organization, the World Trade Organization, the ICC, the Criminal Court, UNESCO's education system, NATO is their military. This is the United Nations, and we've all signed up and agreed to relinquish our sovereignty to this one world entity. If you look what the Bible says, it says clearly, the dragon gives power to the beast. The beast, and the people say, who can stand against this beast? Meaning in war. If you look at the United Nations, they have NATO. Who could stand against NATO? All the nations, all the kings have given their power to the United Nations. Now, I don't want to put a whole lot of emphasis on this, but Dr. Stan, I think this is the key factor that we need to wake up to as Americans, that they have us in a matrix. They have us believing that we still have the law on our side. I cannot see at this point, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Stan, but I can't see at this point that legally we're going to take back our country. As I heard one person say, if they try to take the guns, then we're going to go back to 1776. And I believe that 1776 is really should be today. We're looking at the people. Listen. Sheep will be ruled by wolves, and they have now, this is exactly what they're doing with the NDAA, is they're taking control of our country. Well, the NDAA, in case people don't know, it declares the United States of America as a battle zone. This puts the military in charge of our law enforcement. The reason why they had passed the Posse Comitatus Act was so that the government could not use the military against American citizens. The military is, they're trained to seek, kill, and destroy. The local police is trained to supposedly protect and serve. So we're looking at two agencies that are totally diverse to each other, and now the military is in control. Very true, they're not on the streets of America yet, but if you look at the checkpoints 100 miles out from the border now, and the TSA has been given the authority, the power, you know, there's what brings up another issue, but I'll touch on that in a second. But the TSA has been given authority to now search a person's vehicle unless they refuse. And you have the right to refuse. We are still in America, and you do not have to show your papers. In every incident where I've seen that they have refused to do so, they've allowed them to go on their way. But I said this brings up another issue, and that is that with the TSA, the recent head of the TSA, Congress had was having a hearing and demanded that they come, and they absolutely refused, saying that you have no authority over us. Dr. Stan, this is unheard of. This is a president said, but look at our, as I said, our president chaired the Security Council of the United Nations, Padilla, Panetta, I'm sorry, the previous Secretary of Defense, when being questioned by Senator Sessions, said very clearly, we get our orders from the United Nations. And Sessions said, boy, my blood just stopped then. My heart has stopped beating. He said, you're telling me we pay the bill. You have to come to us. Congress is the one that issues the checks, and you're going to go to someone else to get marching orders. And he said, yes, and we may tell you what we're going to do. So, again, to me, the loudest cry, and I touch on this in my book, exactly what I'm discussing now, I touch on this in the master plan, that we are at a point where if we don't put a stop to this, Dr. Stan, we're moving into tyranny so rapidly that there will be no way of us stopping it. Now, I realize, too, that the United States, the only reason a foreign country has not set boots on our streets is because they know behind every other door, every other window, there's a gun. So they have. That is the only reason that they have not. However, they're trying to confiscate our guns. And if you, what is it this month? We're having a United Nations is having a meeting, and one of the issues on the agenda will be the gun issues, and they intend to cop, and that is part of their charter. So they do intend to confiscate guns from all citizens.
Well, I tell you, how do people get copies of your book out?
Well, the best way is to go to my website. And that's themasterplanbook.com, themasterplanbook.com. And it's just as it spells, and there are no spaces and no caps, just themasterbook.com. I'm sorry.
The master
that is the best way to do it, Dr. Stan. You can even purchase the book right there on the site. Oh, I have a number of links, including Radio Liberty. So, and I do put up news articles. So just about everything we're discussing today, you could find there. You know, there's another factor too, Dr. Stan, and that is this, information. What we do is give people information. Now, we can't make them think, and I have a saying, you could give a person information, but you cannot make them think. But the thing is, we give them information. But the bottom line is their relationship with Jesus Christ. We can give them all the information they need, but if they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then they're lost. You know, I in my book, I say there's two strange bedfellows, patriots and Christians. They fight this battle together. But you know, Dr. Stan, when the line is drawn, when the mark of the beast comes, it's only the Christian that's going to deny him. The patriot, if he does not know the Lord, he will not deny him. And then he will become an enemy of the Christian. So I encourage everyone, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, then by all means do so. This is our only hope. And I do believe, too, it's time for us to get as close to him as we possibly can, Dr. Stan.
I agree with you totally, because this is a spiritual battle. Behind this move towards world government are these dark and sinister spiritual forces. And people really find it difficult to believe there's a supernatural element out there. I mean, is it just by coincidence that on the very evening when Pope Benedict announced that he was going to resign as the Pope, the lightning struck the dome of St. Peter's Basilica? Twice? I mean, what are the chances that would happen? Well, just about nil. I mean, it just doesn't happen. Lightning never strikes twice in the same place. But that very evening, of course, I believe, as a prelude to terrible things that are going to happen as far as the Catholic Church are concerned, lightning struck twice.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, your book, and that was a key point to better than that. That was the missing link to the New World Order. You see, all that's going on today, we all know that evil is prevalent in the world today. You say, how can they possibly do what they do? How can they lock up somebody like Padilla for 7 years, drive him totally insane, waterboard, commit torture on individuals unless there's evil behind it? Well, Dr. Stan, your book opened up to me. It was a missing link to the whole puzzle, and that was the spiritual aspect. In fact, I cover that pretty extensively in my book. I run the whole thing from Adam and Eve down to show that these people are Luciferians. There is no question about it. And if you have not read Dr. Stan's book, then I highly encourage you to do so, The Brotherhood of Darkness. I highly encourage you to do so. That is, like I said, the missing link that most people don't understand. You can't put this thing together, Dr. Stan, unless you have that spiritual aspect that you cover in your book. And I do, like I said, I do a good, pretty good job of the explanation in my book too, which will make the whole puzzle put.
Oh, we're out of time. My telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
email, Dr. Stan, here at Kingdom Network. That's this morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Al Duncan, he's written a fascinating book. It's called The Master Plan, and it really covers exactly what's going on today, but from a fictional point of view, because it's much easier to read. It's a fast-moving adventure story. It starts out with a gentleman who's part and parcel of the whole establishment. He doesn't understand there's anything wrong with what's going on. And then the sudden realization that he is part of this whole problem, and then of course his effort to certainly to escape from that situation. Well, it's a fascinating adventure story. You won't find it difficult to put it down. And again, is the book available through Amazon or Barnes and Noble?
At this time, Dr. Stan, I'm not sure. I do know that the old one still is, and so I would not encourage anyone to get it through Amazon as of yet. I will contact them and make sure that it will be available in the future. But as of right now, the best way to get it is themasterplanbook.com. themasterplanbook.com. You know, Dr. Stan,
Duncan, and you'll get to his website that way.
That will be the best way, is through the website.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, I understand that Southwest Radio Church is carrying the book.
Southwest Radio Church, in fact, I've done an interview with them that should... We should do an interview the April the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th. So it'll be a 3-day interview there.
Well, Sydney.
And that's Southwest Radio Church. I don't know. They have different call the station call mark is different in each one, but. Yes, I do an interview with them. You know, Dr. Stan, I'm thinking about this economy, and not only are they crashing the economy, but everything is going up. The gas prices are going up, food prices are going up, and that's all due to the inflation, as you know. And I see three implosions. One is the bond market, the other is the dollar. There is no question the dollar, there's no way that they could print $85 billion a month and out of clear air, and the economy, the dollar bill continue to remain strong. They've taken the gold, and you First Minister, today it has gone up. They have been, there's no question, every time it hits a certain mark, then it pops right back down because our government is buying the gold in naked shorts. You take the bond market there. What's keeping the bond market afloat today are the Federal Reserve is also buying the bonds. So, and then the stock market, which is the third one that's going to crash. They're also, interfering with that, as you know, the plunge protection team. So we have three, areas that are going to implode. And who knows when? Now, nobody knows when, but we know they're in the making. There's no way that a bubble can continue unless it bursts. So that is exactly what's going to happen. And then the prices are going up. You buy less. What did Greenspan say? I'm sorry. He said that, that inflation is a sneaky way for the government to steal the wealth of the people. And that's exactly what they're doing, as they're draining us dry. And it brings another thought to mind, Dr. Stan, is through what, injections and through the drugs, through the injunctions, they will turn us into literally zombies. We have now today, with the fluoride in the water, with the mercury and other poisons in the vaccines, with the aspartame in the sodas and almost 80 90% of the products now have aspartame in them. Then we have the bisphenol, and you could say it, probably pronounce it better than I, in the plastics, which is carcinogen, as we know. And I did mention the fluoride. With all of this, the preservatives, and then not to mention the genetically modified organisms that they're feeding us, Dr. Stan, it is a slow death and a slow kill, and as they steal our money from us until we, and then they take our inheritance. So this is what's going on today. I refuse to believe, Dr. Stan, that the Californians, they had a vote on whether or not to label, to put labels on their food. I absolutely refuse to believe that Californians did not want to know what they're eating. But according to the polls, they say that Californians did not want to know. Dr. Stan, if they put labels, if they have to tell you what's in your food, then the GMOs would go, Monsanto would be put out of business instantly. And they know that. So they had to, there's no question that that was voter fraud. Some people even complained. I have a number of articles where people complained and they said, we voted yes, and it said no, and we couldn't change it. And when we went to the voting representative, they said, well, there's nothing they could do about it. So I really do believe, Dr. Stan, we have had our last free election, our last honest vote. I really do believe that. We look at Ohio, some of the precincts in Ohio had stated that they had over 100% yes or for Obama. So I really do believe that we have seen our last honest election here.
I share your concern, and basically it's pretty hard to get over 100% of the people voting, but are they able to do that? In fact, 110, 120%, even of the people actually who lived in the area. According to the census, more people voted than people lived in the area. And as they pointed out, in every area where, of course, they excluded the Republicans from looking at the vote and checking the vote, why, of course, Obama got 99 to 100% of the vote. And the areas where, of course, you had people checking the votes, why Romney won, not that Romney was that much better. They're both controlled by the Trilateral Commission. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're rigging our elections. And where is the outcry against the electronic voting machines? Who is speaking out against them? Why, nobody is. And if you do, why, of course, nobody ever hears what you have to say. It's time the American people got up in arms. And we need to demand right now they do away with the electronic voting machines and go back to paper ballots. Our number 1-800-254-75. Our number for this program, 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question, comment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. Sentus, the uniform people.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning with me is Al Duncan. His book, The Master Plan. The Master Plan, an excellent, excellent book, a fast-moving adventure story. And, of course, it gives you the whole background of what is going on today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, most of what you are being told by the controlled media just is not true. And we're moving into a period of financial crisis. We are at war with North Korea today. They've actually negated the, not the peace treaty. We never signed a treaty with or ended the war with North Korea. We just had an armistice, and they've gone said, well, since you are bringing sanctions against us, we go back on the armistice. So for all intents and purposes, we are at war with North Korea that has nuclear bombs, nuclear weapons and intermediate and long-range missiles, and there's no outcry in America today. How could that possibly be? Well, of course, they're actually moving anti-ballistic missile units into Alaska, into the West Coast, and certainly the Navy is prepared to ward off an intermediate or long-range missile attack by North Korea. What sort of madness is that? And where is the concern on the part of the American people? Why it's deafening and it's silent? Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But you need to understand how all of the various factions working against America are being coordinated, and that's what Al does such a great job at doing in his book, The Master Plan. As I say, it's fast reading. It's a book, when you take it and you start reading it, it's hard to put down. And who is the hero of the book, and what is his background, Al?
Actually, you call him the hero, and he is the main character. His name is Lance, and he is an architectural engineer. And which really very highly successful and one of the largest firms in the world. And so when he is arrested and sent to a re-education center, then he does escape. But he becomes an architect and becomes an engineer, and they use him there to build a new complex of labor camps. So that's how I use him. And then, like I said, an exciting escape. He meets this Christian family, and they eventually, I think it's a classic salvation message. And what I try to do even there, Dr. Stan, is I try to present the gospel in a way. He's being taught it, so it's going through his mind, but I answer all the questions that anyone could answer, any opposition to the Word of God. I touch on every area to put the reader in a position that he has to literally make a decision, either for or against, in his mind. I think the Lord led me on that one too, Dr. Stan. You know, I was thinking of what you were saying. There's a word called democide, and most people have never heard of it. And in essence, what the definition is, where the governments have killed their own people. And if we look at all from Stalin, Hitler, Mao, you name them, Pol Pot, Idi Amin, they have killed, according to three universities, they have killed more than 292 million people, all of their own population, their own citizenry. It's absolutely amazing. And then we go back to what they're doing today. As you mentioned earlier, the stockpiling of 2 billion bullets. And then some of those, it's amazing too, Dr. Stan, but some of those, or a good portion of those, are the hollow points, which, as you know, just totally destroy the intestines as they speed through the body. But then here's another thing that through DHS, Department of Homeland Security, another thing they've done is they've bought 2 million targets, and the photos, the pictures of the targets are pregnant women, children, old seniors, male and females, and the company actually stated that, yes, we got this order. We didn't know why, but they admitted to it that Department of Homeland Security purchased these. So we see in the making something going on, and if we look at the history, we also see that, like I said, that more than all the wars combined, governments have killed more people than all the wars combined. Well, yeah, so there's something here in the making that's really ominous, Dr. Stan, and it is very worrisome. You know, I talk about in the book, not only do I cover everything we're discussing right now, but I also talk about in the book this energy situation, the smart meters. I discuss them, everything with Agenda 21, and everything is coming down from the United Nations. If you look at, if you follow all the way back, it'll all come from the United Nations. That is who is controlling the world today, and there's no question that's the beast in my mind. There's no question that's the beast in the Bible. For you to have to build a porch, you have to get permission, that's a permit. You have to get a permission. This all comes down through Agenda 21, ICLEI, all the way down to, like I said, you being able to build a porch on your house. This is how controlled this is. We're not even going to talk about them spraying in the air the aluminum, the barium, and that's a project. Boy, can you imagine how many millions of dollars every day? They're doing this all over the world. Can you imagine how many millions of dollars every single day to do this project? They're now, Monsanto now has what is called barium and aluminum free plants. They say this is touching everything on the earth, Dr. Stan. Not only is it genetically altering us, but every plant.
Hey, we're out of time, Al. God bless the book, The Master Plan.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless you and continue in your ministry.
God bless. Thanks so much, Al.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Dr. Stan back here again. Of course, the website is themasterplanbook.com, themasterplanbook.com. It's an excellent story, and as I say, I write a preface to it. Under any circumstances, this is the time when I need to remind our listening audience that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you haven't aren't a member, we hope maybe you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter, anything you'd like to do to help us get the various items we put out. I'll bet it will help to maintain our network of about 50 stations across America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, well, we certainly hope you will. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of our talks. My talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, will take you into the genocidal policies which are underway throughout the world today. My talk on population control, the covert agenda. Do you realize, of course, that they're poisoning our food with aspartame? They know this was developed as a biological warfare agent. It's over 10,000 food products. Bisphenol is in all of your plastics. If you have a child, a grandchild, and they're having their milk in a plastic bottle, and they warm it up, they're getting, of course, estrogens. Little girls are getting estrogens. Little boys are getting estrogens. They know what they're doing. They've known it for 40 years. They're intentionally poisoning us. And of course, the coloring. Women color their hair. What are the chemicals they're getting in their system when they color their hair? You're drinking milk made with recombinant bovine growth hormone given to the cows there. They know the danger that does. They know the danger of fluoridated drinking water. They know the dangers of large amounts of soy products, carcinogenic. They know the dangers of genetically modified food. Carcinogenic policy, programs, certainly, and damaging to your health. Genetically modified food, almost all the corn and soy and cottonseed oil and canola are genetically modified, and they're bringing new products on the market all the time. Genetically modified food, a great deal of evidence that they're carcinogenic. And yet, of course, they don't even want you to know that you're eating genetically modified food. They spent $35 million in California to defeat the GMO initiative that was on the ballot here. Money is of no consequence because these are the most powerful people in the world, but they're not eating genetically modified food. In fact, Monsanto and Bill Gates and the other population control people have bought an island. It's basically where they have, of course, basically the heritage seeds. They keep them stored there under armed guard. It's about 800 miles from the North Pole, and it's an isolated little island where they're in permafrost and permafreeze, why they keep heritage seeds so that they can have them when they start in all over again. After they've eliminated the majority of the people in the world, why are they storing good seeds and giving us bad seeds, genetically modified seeds? ladies and gentlemen, for Up Against Organized Evil. And if you haven't heard my talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan, or city population control, the covert agenda, or my talk, the World Revolution, my interview with General Lewis Walt, that's called the General, the Marine General Speaks, my number 1-800-544-8927. If you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John.